89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
You are now listening to the Prescription for Purpose podcast, the go-to destination for women who are tired of feeling burnt out and stuck in the exhausting cycle of doing but not thriving. Each week, we'll provide you with Christ-centered mental wellness prescriptions to help you reclaim your peace, renew your purpose, and live life spiritually well. And if you're a therapist or a coach, the tools and insights that we curate here will help you make a Christ-centered impact on your clients today. Are you ready, sis? Let's get started.
Hey friend, and welcome back to my channel. I'm excited today. We're going to be breaking down an action plan for us to move from doing to thriving. If you listen to the premiere episode of the Prescription for Purpose podcast, I broke down the difference between doing and thriving. And a lot of us find ourselves busy, booked, and burnt out because we are doing things, but we're not thriving. A lot of us are dealing with burnout, mental fatigue, depression, exhaustion, anxiety. We're not trusting God. We have all of these other ancillary issues that really center around us doing things and not thriving. And so this week, what I wanted to do was to bring that messaging here and give you some actionable steps to break that cycle. Some things that you can do right now to break the cycle of doing but not thriving. Now, make sure you go back and listen to that episode. I'll link the video down below, but I want to briefly give you kind of an overview. So we talked a little bit about the difference between doing and thriving. When you look in the definition of the dictionary, doing is the act of performing. And to perform simply means that you are carrying out an action or a pattern of behavior, whereas thriving is you are growing vigorously. I'm in a season right now where everything has to make sense. I'm not worried about having all of these streams of income, but I'm really focused on building an ecosystem, meaning that one thing feeds into the next. I want to make sure that the podcast feeds into or is at least related to the YouTube, which is then related to the app, which is then related to my online community that I help host. I want to make sure that I'm building an ecosystem and I'm not just simply creating all these random streams of income. Okay, like we do a lot of random streams, but are you building an ecosystem? And that all by itself will teach. And so I also talked about some things that you see in your life if you are dealing with this doing but not thriving. It looks like perfectionism. It looks like people pleasing and needing external validation. It looks like overwhelm and burnout. It looks like comparison. It looks like having a loss of purpose. It looks like you dealing with cognitive overload. It looks like you being afraid to rest because you think that's being lazy. It looks like you not having good social relationships because you're so busy performing that you're prioritizing tasks over people. And then I talked about how this leads to lack of clarity, how you have burnout, all of the things. And so what I want to do is really help you move from doing to thriving. And I want to kind of give you some action steps that you can take. So in order for you to move from doing to thriving, you're going to have to shift your perspective. That's your mind. You're going to have to shift your priorities and you're going to have to shift your practice. You're going to have to do something different. You're not going to be able to do the same thing over and over and expect different results. Einstein said that's the definition of insanity. Okay. And a lot of times what we do is we're not committed to the practice of a thing. We're not committed to developing new patterns. I talked a little bit about this before, but there is a term called neuroplasticity, meaning that you can literally rewire your brain, but it's going to take for you to practice new things consistently in order for you to make new neural pathways in your brain so that way you can develop new habits. That is what's required. A shift in your perspective, a shift in your priorities, and a shift in your practice and what you do. Proverbs 16:3 tells us that if we commit our actions to the Lord, then our plans will succeed. And a lot of us want our plans to succeed, but we're not committing our practice, our actions to the Lord. We're not submitting them to Him. And so I think that it is really important that we understand that we have to stop striving in order for us to start thriving. You're trying to walk at your own pace. Remember that video I did where I told y'all about the keys and the pillars to 2025. You have to have posture, prayer, and pace. You're striving because you're trying to run ahead of the Lord. You're doing all of these other things, friend, and it's stressing you out. Okay, it's stressing you out. And so I want to give you some practical steps where we look at the difference between doing and thriving. I have 11 different points and then some practical steps that you can take right now. These aren't deep. I want to make sure that the practical steps are things like you could do today, things that you are not afraid to start practicing and that you're able to implement like over the next week. It's not going to take a lot. I'm trying to remove some barriers for you starting. So let's talk about focus first. So when you are doing, your focus is primarily on productivity and tasks. I want to be productive, but I want to be productive in the things that God has called me to. When you are thriving, your focus is mainly purpose, making sure that you're in alignment with the will of God. And let me know in the comments if you are struggling with purpose, if you need help identifying what that is. I'll do some videos on that. I have some queued up, but I'll make sure that I do some videos on that. And so the way that you're able to identify this, or you're able to deal with or transition from doing, focus only on productivity and tasks, to purpose is you really reflecting on your why. That means that you're going to take some time in prayer. That means that you're going to do journaling. That means you're going to go back and read some old journal entries where God may have revealed things to you and you have not revisited those things. You want to make sure that all of your tasks are in alignment with the long-term goal that God is giving you, that's rooted into this long-term goal. For me, my goal is to change the way that mental health is dealt with, that all of these books you see behind me is first submitted to this book. That is my long-term goal, to let women know that you can live the life that Jesus died for you to have, and it's not deep. I need you to do it so you can go out and fulfill your purpose, because we're one body. If I'm just a lung, there's still another lung, heart, kidney, pancreas, there's all these other pieces. And if we can get believers together to function as one powerful body, my God, we'll see greater works. So my long-term goal, my purpose is to help people come into that, particularly women. That doesn't mean it don't need to happen for men. That's just the assignment that God has given me, and I'm a mind. His business and my Black-owned business. Okay? All right. Next is motivation. So when you are doing, your motivation is external validation or fear of failure. A lot of times you're doing something because there is scarcity, there's a need, you're panicked. You cannot do that. You're always going to feel stressed, or you're doing it for some type of external validation. Whereas when you're thriving, you do things based on God's direction, based on joy, based on what you're called to do. And so you have to ask God to clarify your calling, and then you have to trust Him to guide and order your steps. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not to your own understanding. A lot of us are leaning harder than Michael Jackson in The Smooth Criminal. Okay. A lot of us, Amy, are you okay? You're not. You're not, friend. And that's why you pressed. So we have to make sure that our motivation is pure. James 4:3 talks about how a lot of times we pray for things and we don't have it
because our motives are off, that we're asking God for things and trying to accumulate things for our own sinful pleasure, our own passions. You cannot do that and then expect that you're going to thrive. If you have to go outside of the will of God to get the thing, you're going to have to stay outside of his will in order for you to maintain it. And that is just the tea, friend. That is what it is. And so I want you to understand how important it is for you to not allow for your motivation to be thrown by external circumstance. This is why we have to learn how to be content. Next, time management. When you are doing but not thriving, you are constantly overloading your schedule with little margin for error. Whereas when you're thriving, you have a schedule that is prioritized with time for rest, time for relationship, and time with God. And so something that you can do practically is use things like time blocking to prioritize your rest and your prayer alongside your work. Ask yourself, what is your motivation behind you trying to get 50 million things done at one time? Yes, there will be seasons where you're going to have to burn the oil late, where you're going to have to maybe have longer nights, whatever the case may be. But I'm talking overall. What does your life look like? Before I was redoing this app and rebranding the app, my schedule was pretty, you know, tight, but okay, because I'm in school, I'm working full time, I serve in my church, I still make time for relationships, time for my household, all of those things. And I wasn't feeling overwhelmed. Right now, I'm spending a lot of time working on the app, and so my schedule has been a little bit tighter, but it's not because I'm actually thriving in it. The time is well spent. It's executed well, but this is just a busier season. But all in all, I'm still spending time in my word. I'm still going to work. I'm still doing the things. And you can too. So using things like time blocking, prioritization, everything isn't equal, so there is no such thing as balance. Something's going to have to be on the chopping block, like chopped, okay? Something is going to have to be on the chopping block. You can use things like the Eisenhower matrix that will help you balance importance versus urgency to determine what things need to be done now, what things need to be delegated, what things you need to eliminate, but you need to use a tool to help you prioritize. With your energy levels, when you are doing and not thriving, you are constantly fatigued because you are always running hard. Versus when you're thriving, you feel renewed, you have renewed energy, you have renewed strength because you're resting in God's strength. We understand that in our weakness, his strength is made strong. And so it's important for you to constantly take breaks, make sure that you observe a Sabbath day, that you take a day where you are doing nothing. Right. And again, as the Lord leads, this may shift with seasons. So like for me right now, I am working on this app. That's what it is, because school starts back on Monday. Praise God. However, this is not something that I'm going to sustain. And when the Lord tells me to take a break, or tells me, hey, you're not working on that today, or tells me this is the only task that you're doing as part of the app today, I take heed to that. And so also you want to make sure that you are starting your day with prayer. So I start my day with prayer and worship. I love things like Dappy Keys, his channel, Victor Thompson, his channel. I love Soaking Worship. And I start my day with that before I hop right into work. So there's just ways that I pace my days to try to make sure that I have enough reserve and enough energy level. Once I get in the car on my way to work, I'm either worshiping, listening to a podcast, listening to a book, something that's going to fill me up. On my way home, I'm either listening to nothing or I'm jamming out to some music because I need to decompress. But as you are thriving, God will show you ways to interject rest, active rest, into your day to day. You cannot do that when you're simply doing, because you're running on fumes. Your relationship with God. When you are doing tasks, you will neglect your intimacy with God to try to get things done. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. It's the enemy. But, and also just our nature. We are oftentimes ready to, oh, I don't have time to pray. That's the first thing that you that goes when you are in the middle of something or working through something. And to me, that is just the way that the enemy leverages our flesh to get us out of position. Because if I am in the middle of a big lift, I need more time with the Lord, not less. And the first thing we do is we negate our time with God. When you are thriving, you deepen your relationship with God. Like, God has revealed so many things to me as I've been working on this app. He's shown me his favor. He's shown me things about me, right? I talk all the time about how success is first eternal for his glory, internal. He's going to deal with some things on the inside of you before you see the external fruit. And I think that that is important that you understand that. And so I want you to set aside time daily for Bible study, not just to read the YouVersion Bible app, friend, but for you to study and for worship so you can reconnect and be in God's presence. It is so important that you do that. Next, your perspective has to change. I already said that. So when you are faced with a challenge, when you're doing things, you see setbacks as personal failures. So like, you're running on empty, and that's why you're doing like, I'm doing all I can. And then one thing happens, and it can be small, and it sends you over the edge, friend. You done jumped off the cliff because you are under so much immense pressure. And that is a sign that you are doing things and not thriving. Anytime that your life does not add up with the promises of God, the actual promises of him, not the stuff that these pastors be out here lying and saying that the Bible say, okay? But his actual promises. Jesus says, come to me, all those who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Okay, I will give you rest in Matthew 11:28. He says that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So if the yoke isn't feeling easy, if you feel like you are down.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you feel like you are in despair and you are in alignment with the Lord, we have misstepped somewhere. If his yoke is easy and his burden is light, and you feel like you are over the edge, and you feel like there was a shortcoming, and you take it as a personal failure and not as an opportunity for you to learn more about God, not for more of an opportunity for you to rely on him, not as an opportunity for you to see that shortcoming, that weakness, whatever the case may be, as an opportunity to lean on his strength. It's in our weakness that we are able to experience his strength, right? That's in our weakness, his strength is made strong. It's made known to us. But if you don't ever want to show weakness, how do you experience the strength of God? That's why you're tired. That's why you're tired, friend. Okay, that's why you're tired. I want you to meditate on scriptures like Romans 8:28, where we're reminded that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. All things work together. Okay, for our good. Doesn't mean it feels good in the moment. But it will shift your perspective from God, why me, to God, what are you trying to show me? God, what is the lesson in this? God, is there a change of direction? Did I miss a turn? Let me know something. It's me, Shala, okay? Let me know something immediately, because I don't want to make a misstep and find myself way outside of your will. I know when I start to get overwhelmed that I have crossed a line, I've crossed a boundary to where the yoke don't feel easy, the burden does not feel light, and I am out of order, because he is consistent, the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. So if I feel that way, then it's something that I am doing. I have stepped outside of the boundary, out of alignment, something, and I'm not moving until I figure it out. But meditating on scriptures like Romans 8:28, meditating on scriptures like Matthew 11:28, meditating on scriptures like Philippians 4:19, that God will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Meditating on was the 2 Peter 1:3 that talks about how God gives us everything that we need, that as it pertains to a life of godliness. Okay. Notice these are scriptures I be meditating on. That's why I can call them off like that. Like, I have to remind myself, Charlotte, God is giving you everything that you need to redo this app. So if there's a feature, like last night, I wanted to have like a brain game in the app. Okay. I was trying to code a game in the app, and I found myself getting frustrated and a little overwhelmed. And I said, hold on. Did God tell me to put a game in the app, or are you being extra? I'm being extra. Nix. This isn't the season. I can put it on the tab of things to look into for the future, but God did not say that that was a part of this. And that's why it's stressing me out. That's why it's wasting my time. That's why I'm agitated. Because that's not even a part of the plan right now, Charlotte. You being extra. And I had to nix it. I had to repent, move back to the plan, and do what the Lord called me to do. Okay? Outcome. When you're doing but not thriving, the outcome is going to be temporary. Temporary results or achievements. Versus when you are thriving, there is going to be lasting impact and spiritual fruit. Not just material. Spiritual fruit. There are going to be things that you didn't even anticipate happening. So like for me, I talked to a mentor of mine this week, and I was showing her some updates on the app. She's a clinician. She's in psychiatry. And she told me, yeah, I was talking to a client who's not even a believer. And I pulled out your book, Sis Pick Up Your Sword, to reference something. And I was like, what? Right? Because although I no longer really think about that book, I know that God had called me to write it and do the things when he told me to. And so there's lasting fruit. There are people using that book and that journal and getting lasting impact from it. Some of the things that I'll never see and never know. And that's how I know that when he called me to do it, it was a move that was made out of me thriving and not me just doing something. And so what I want you to do is, as you build and as you are putting things into practice, that you focus on serving others and that you are building habits that reflect eternal values. The business that you are wanting to start, the way that you show up at work, how are you practicing the Great Commission? All of us have the purpose of going out and making disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. How are you doing that based on what you are doing, based in your business? And that doesn't mean that you have to have a ministry per se, because I work in a secular space. I work in healthcare, and I still go out and demonstrate the love of God in my integrity, in the way I deal with my staff, in the way that I deal with my patients, in the way that I follow up, in the way that I try to be a good example while I'm at work, even when I make mistakes and even when there are mishaps. How are you putting into practice the Great Commission when you are doing things, when you're building the business? In what way are you building integrity in your business? Are you making sure that you are thinking of the long-term implications? How is God being glorified by the outcome? A lot of us are more focused on self, our stuff, the money. All of that will come. My first priority, even with this app, is that people's lives will be transformed. That's it. Even if one person, if their life is transformed, heaven rejoices. So right now, as I build it, as I spend hours upon hours building this app, rebuilding it rather, that one life, even if it's only one, I don't care. God love you that much for you. He had me rebuild this whole app just for you. And I love that for you. And I'll do it again. Because I'm about my Father's business. Do you have that same perspective on your outcomes? If not, then we have to shift it. Your mindset. And we talked a little bit about fixed mindset and growth mindset. But when you're doing, you have a fixed mindset. I have to succeed or I don't have value. Whereas when you're thriving, it's like, no, God's grace is what makes me valuable. The fact that in Psalm 139, he said he knew me before I was formed. He said he took his time and made me. He said that he knows my innermost parts. And so that makes me valuable all by myself. He sent his son to die for me. He loved me that much. That's value. All by myself. And he empowers me to succeed in what he's called me to. And so I want you to start practicing some scripture-based affirmations to shift your thinking. I challenge you to read Psalm 139 out loud to yourself every day. I have been doing it. I'll open my Bible right now and you will see the tear stains on the page. Psalm 139 has been feeding my soul. Read Psalm 139 out loud to yourself every day this week. Do it and then come back to these comments and let me know what happened. The first day I did it, I was like, I'm going to keep reading it until I can read it without crying. Like, it will build you up and remind you of not only who God is, not only his character, but who you are and who he said you are, period. Next, your priorities. When you are doing, your priorities are focused on external success, money, recognition, getting a bag, your bundles being straight, all the things, friend, okay? Things that don't matter. Versus when you are thriving, your priority is obedience to God and the eternal value. Right now, my big faith move is this app. So I'm going to keep talking about it. Like, this ain't even marketing. I'm just telling y'all what I'm going through. I am building. Amen. Building. And so my priority is not, oh, I'm going to get this, 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 and this. It's like, no, oh, this is going to bless people. And I know that God is going to be pleased. I know that souls are going to be saved. I know that God is going to be pleased with what me and him are doing together and me being obedient immediately when he told me to take my whole Christmas break to do this. And so I want you to make sure that you take the time to evaluate your priorities through the lens of God's word and that you seek accountability. Go get some accountability people from your mentors or your community in your church. I have accountability. I have friends. I have mentors. I have people who are like, nah, girl, like pull it together. No, you're going too far. Build your accountability. Build your accountability. You have to have accountability. That's the next part of this, right? When you're doing things, you work in isolation and you do everything all by yourself. Versus when you are thriving, you build a supportive community to encourage and guide you. Let me tell you what has blessed me as I've gone through this process of building this app. There are members of the society. The society is a discipleship community that I host with Tatum Tamia and Kavaya Watrice. And there are people that are in the society that I've just become friends with. And so two of them, we were talking, catching up on a Zoom call, and I showed them what I was working on. And one of them, shout out to my girl, Rezzy. One of them, Rezzy, is an artist. And she was like, hey, it's great. But as an artist, she's a pediatrician too. Okay, let me put some respect on Dr. Rezzy's name. But she also is an artist. And she gave me some great feedback on like the visual appeal. I had gotten so focused on the function and the coding and making sure everything was scripturally sound and all of that. And she helped shift my perspective. The app would not be as beautiful as it is today without her input, because I have accountability. I have people giving me feedback. I have another friend of mine who's a therapist. I was getting overwhelmed. First red flag, I should have known better, about the app not having the function of a community. And then I was talking to a friend of mine, again, someone who is I've met through the society, Tyra. And she was telling me that, like, ethically, it don't even matter. Because, like, do you want a community that you have to manage with people who may or may not be dealing with mental health issues. Correct, friend. She was so correct. Like, the way that accountability has been blessing me as I build, that's how I know I'm thriving. That's how I know I'm thriving. And so I want you to join a small group or find a mentor to provide encouragement and wisdom. Seek what you need. Seek what you need. Seek what you need. Seek what you need. I started as a member of the society before I became a host back in 2019. Okay? All right. Because I was seeking what I needed. I was willing to invest in my mentorship, invest in community, whether that is a time investment, a financial investment. The society is only $19.99 a month, which is, we ain't never changed the price. Period. But invest in what you need. Invest in what you need. Go get it. Locally, online, like, find what you need, get the community that you need. But you need accountability in order for you to thrive. Finally, the actions that you take, right? Proverbs 16:3, commit your actions to the Lord and they will succeed. When you are doing, you are reactive without any clear goals. Somebody emails you and says, join my blah, 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 without any thought, without even considering if it's a part of God's long-term plan for you, right? You watch this video and I say, hey, you should join the society. It's a great discipleship community. That's true. And also, if the Lord is not telling you to do that, then don't do that. You're just like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna join this. I'm gonna take this class. I'm gonna do this. You're gathering all of this information, but you are not doing anything with it. You are information hoarding and you're overwhelmed. You're reactive. It doesn't make sense. You're not being strategic. Versus when you're thriving, you're planning strategically. You're being proactive. You have a purpose. There's flexibility, but also still structure. And you're trusting God to direct your outcomes. How do you address this? You can use tools like SMART goals, right? Making sure that things are timely, making sure that things are actionable, right? You want to make sure that they're measurable. You can use SMART goals to focus your efforts on God-aligned actions. I've had to take a step back and literally create a Kanban board for the app so I would stop adding unnecessary features because my brain goes, ooh, you know, it'd be cool, right? Like, and I add it to the Kanban and I'm gonna come back to it because it might be cool, but is that a part of the plan right this second? No, it's not a part of the plan. And so I pray that this list, this action plan has been beneficial to you to where you can identify where you are struggling, whether it's focus, whether it's your motivation, whether it's your energy, time management, your mindset, your perspective, your priorities, accountability, your action steps. I pray that this has blessed you, sis, to be able to move from doing into thriving so that way you can move forward in what God has called you to do. I love you, friend. God bless you, and I'll talk to you next time.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.